No era.
Mejor, ya ve.
Caramba.
Oh,
It's the tricky ones. The tricky. I had a feeling it was the tricky ones. Okay.
Well, Tina, that was 3 years ago.
I've gone 3 years older.
Well, yes. It's another very important birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Is it important for you?
Yes, very.
Turning 50?
Turning 50.
And looking good.
I hope so.
Tina, last time you told us about the hard times.
I did?
You did, with Ike. And the fact that you wrote the autobiography about all the beatings and everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about that, but I want to know, what does it mean to have the power to share these things with others?
Oh, that's a spinner. What does it mean to share it? I didn't mean to share it. I simply was tired of talking about it. And I needed to say it once more, a final time, in order to stop talking about it. I had to let the people know. It wasn't mentally, I didn't think of sharing it. I thought of take this material, look at what my life was, and stop talking to me about my past. That was basically what I was, the statement that I was trying to make.
Mm. Because you live an extremely public, so to say, life.
Yeah.
And can you have any privacy?
Very little these days. I told someone something once. I said, when I was growing up, you heard a song on the radio, and you saw a picture of the star, and that was it. Mm. Today, you know what color every organ is. You know what time they go to bed. You know everything. I mean, you just totally get exploited. It's a bit ridiculous these days, I think. You just have no privacy. And if you alienate yourself from it, then you get a bad reputation, and the press can sort of put you down. So there's no way to win.
But what has this life taught you?
Endurance. Well, I've learned a lot. I've learned patience. I've learned not to worry so much. Try to worry not so much about what the people say about you, because you compare what they say about everybody, and you live just very truthful within your own life. If you can wake up in the morning with a clear conscience and smile, first waking up without even the cup of coffee, you're all right with yourself. And then let the world go, because you can't stop it by trying to correct every little thing that's said about you, you know. Mm. That's one of the things I've learned, and that's something I live by now. And I wake up in pretty good moods.
Mm. You live in Europe, but what in Europe attracts a southern girl like you, a southern belle?
Don't you know it's Europe? Oh, Europe. Europe for Americans is fantasy land. Mm. It's so far away. It's mysterious. And most of the times, when Americans travel here, they don't lose it. There's something about it that's old, but yet always new. There's something about old period. It has depth because it's been around so long, and there's always generations of ideas that's still moving its way, threading its way through some kind of way. So it's almost untouchable, the magic that Europe holds. And I've been coming since 1966, and it's still, when I'm arriving, it has something there still that's right, you know. So I decided, well, why don't I go and live there and just see what I'm feeling? Because you never know. As long as you go and come, you'll never really find out. But once you go and you live and you learn to speak some of the language and you're really there, is when you can really decide, yes, all of those feelings are real. I do feel good there. I will stay here, etc. Mm. So that's my attitude about Europe. That's why I came. I figure, okay, next half of my life, why don't I try it? Why don't I go and see? There's nothing stopping me. My family is fine. My sons are grown up.
But Tina, I hear you practicing gardening sometimes outside Cologne. Sprechen Sie Deutsch, Frau Turner?
You have big ears. Yes, I do a bit of gardening there, I must say.
I mean, you're an American living in Europe practicing Buddhism.
Yeah.
You're kind of an ideal world citizen.
Maybe I can teach someone something.
Mm. Yes. Do you think Western civilization lacks spirit?
I don't want to really speak about... it's very difficult for one like me to speak about these kind of negative sides of life and of countries and people. I just feel like how I want to live my life. And it doesn't matter where I live it, as long as I'm happy there and living it. Like what you say is, I am an American. I am Europe. I am living in Europe, and I'm practicing Buddhism. if that's what I want to do, I don't pass judgment on anyone. I just feel that this is what I'm comfortable with doing. And if I can do it and remain happy, that's what I'd like to do. And that's what I make a reality at the moment.
In this show, Caramba, we've talked a lot about racism today. What are your feelings about racism, Tina?
What?
Racism.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Whatever.
Well, I think races are growing. People are becoming more enlightened as the years go on. The world itself, moving into the year 2000, will be all kinds of changes. People are fighting for rights. They're getting rights. I think one way or another, some type of destruction, whether it's destruction coming from a spiritual side or from the universe itself that will make changes. It's a long way off, but I foresee some kind of peace for the land. I do, because it's been so much problems for so long that it either gets very bad and then good comes. Usually there's, after a storm, there's always the good. So, I mean, the storm is really quite heavy at the moment. And I think that good is coming somewhat. Maybe it's the year 2000 and right into it, but I foresee some type of calmness coming with the generations and races and everything coming together some kind of way.
It was very nice having you. When are you coming back?
I am coming back. I think it's May. And my manager said that I should tell you where I'm playing. You have a new hall here called the...
Globen.
This is the Globen. Yes, the Globen.
Globen. That's right. You're coming to Globen.
Yes, I am. In May.
That's good. We don't want to lose you, Tina. The stage is yours.
Just for you.
All right. I don't wanna lose you. Vi får lite tallrikar.
Precis.
Tallrikar. Det var allt. Nu får ni inte vara med längre.
Nej, men nästa lördag kommer vi tillbaka.
Nästa lördag.
Okej, nu ska jag fest.
Ett fyrfaldigt lever för Tina. Hon lever.
Hurra! 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 Hurra!
Jag må leva.
Jag må leva. Jag må leva ut i 100 år. Ja, vi ska leva. Ja, vi ska leva. Ja, vi ska leva ut i 100 år.
När hon har levat,
när hon har levat, när hon har levat ut i 100 år.
One for you.
Come on, everybody, let's do it. That's a big one.
Wait a minute. You are much bigger here than you are.
Yeah.
There. It's for me.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
Huh? You know what? Fellas.
Yeah.
Would you like some cake?
Absolutely.
You know what that means in Swedish?
What?
That you're not going to get married.
To turn it over?
But it's only this year.
Yes. What?
Yes.
This year's gone.
Yes.